in as a matter of conscience. I mean, it seems to me that if you're concerned about pro-life, pro-choice, that this may apply, but this applies much more broadly than that. Am I correct?
Oh, absolutely. No, I'm not necessarily concerned about pro-life, pro-choice. I'm concerned about keeping the Constitution neutral and not have it support one side or the other. But for your specific question, I think it would protect your right to have yourself taken off life support, because leaving yourself on life support would violate your freedom of conscience. It's a real difficult issue with something like what should be taught. And there would have to be some discussion about that, but there are gray areas in this. But I think a person's right to be protected in their own belief is so important that the gray areas need to be can be settled later.
Before I go to Representative Beckwith, I have a question, Ken, and that is, I've always struggled over our constitutional right of freedom of religion, and then also the flip side of that, which is the government, keeping government and religion separated as it comes to our public schools. And so what the net result of that is that we teach a no religion, which is a religion of itself. So would I be correct to say that freedom of conscience is a stronger statement of freedom of religion than freedom of religion is, relating to the fact that generally religion represents some organized belief that people could identify, and your conscience is just your personal belief of what's right and wrong?
Well, it's not really. It's a stronger statement of your right to protect yourself against being forced to do something that you don't want to do. In that sense, it is. But freedom of religion is, you're right, it's based historically on religious beliefs and membership in a religious organization with similar beliefs. But there are really two different concepts, one of which is protected, one of which isn't really protected right now.
I understand.
Thank you very much. Ken, could you, I think we got the Valley Hospital opinion there, could you point out in it where there's language indicating that an individual could be compelled to do something against his conscience?
That's my belief as to what the effect of the position is. There's no doubt, there's no language in the opinion that specifically says that. It's my belief that that's the logical extension of the opinion.
But that is not part of the opinion.
Yeah, well, the result of the opinion makes Valley Hospital do things which are against the consciences of the members of the board of Valley Hospital. That's the result of the opinion. The opinion does not have broad language which says any person may be ordered by the government to violate their consciences, but it is a logical extension that's carried from one step to another.
Okay.
But again, you know, that's not my big issue. I think the Constitution should be made neutral. Take the pro-choice position out of the Constitution.
I'm not going to go down that road.